I cannot do that, but tomorrow may bring a shadow of sunshine or rain. The Lord I know liveth forever within, and all of our journey is slain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting God
to the radio broadcast brought to you by the Brummett Church of Christ. We are located at 6694 Highway 26, Rock Oaks, Kentucky, about 7 miles south of Corbin. We invite you to join us for services. We meet at 10 a.m. Sunday for Bible study and at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship services. We also meet for Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. For more information and sermons, check out the website at BrummettChurchOfChrist.org. Today's sermon is from Frank Van Zant Jr. We invite you to take your Bible and study along with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's program, you may email them to info@BrummettChurchOfChrist.org.
Good day, neighbors and friends, and welcome to the radio broadcast of the Brummett Church of Christ. My name is Frank Van Zant Jr. I'd like to welcome you with us today and open your Bibles and study with us the things that we have prepared here for us to look into. And we encourage you to always take your Bibles or jot down the verses we use if you don't have time now, and later look at them and study them for yourself. We're going to look today at something that is spoken in 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse 9. He spoke this to Israel. Israel's in captivity right now, and God has given them the reasons for their captivity, for them being carried away. Some of what Israel did, they thought was secret. And he goes on to say in verse 9, he said, "And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built him high places in all their cities, and from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in ever high hill and under evergreen tree. And there they burn incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away from before them, and whom the wicked things and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols whereof the Lord had said unto them, You shall not do this thing." You know, people today, we look at them and we see they do some of the same things that Israel done back then. They think they're doing them in secret. Notice that with the mention here, they thought it was secret, but it wasn't. It was not secret. It was something that was known of God, always known of God. And he said, this is the reason you were carried away into captivity. Now, how sad it is to see the delusions that they're under, that they could keep anything secret from God. Is it not true that we're often doing the same thing, as guilty of the same things? We look all through the Bible and we find that God is knowledgeable of all things on the earth. In Genesis chapter 3 and verses 6 through 13, you read about the Garden of Eden there. And he saw what went on there. He saw when Eve was tempted, she gave in to the temptation and ate of the fruit that was in the midst of the garden that was forbidden of her. He also saw the man, Adam, when he was offered the fruit, partake of it as well, knowing that God had forbid them to do so. And they even tried to hide themselves, to make it a secret, to get away from God, but it never worked. He knew what was happening. He knew what was going on. And he will require that they answer for this, and he required of it answering for it then. And you know, and he also saw in Genesis 4, verses 8 through 10, the two children of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. We find that Cain killed Abel, buried him in the ground, and God saw it. He said, Abel's blood crieth out from the ground to him. God knew this. It wasn't a secret. Cain tried to hide it from God. He tried to bury his brother there. The blood that was shed on the ground, though, revealed it to God that Abel had been killed. You know, we find that too many times we take for granted that we can hide things. In the news a few days ago, they found some body parts, remains of bodies. And they're saying they can't understand who they were, don't know who they were, where they come from, why they were there, whatever. But God knows. He knows who killed them. He knows who put them there. He knows the events that took place, the day they were killed. God, nothing is secret with God. We find in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 through 7, the story of David's secret that he thought he had when he took Bathsheba, another man's wife. He saw her bathing on the rooftop and desired her and had her brought to him and lay with her and committed fornication with her and adultery and had a child by her. Had her husband sent to the front lines where he knew that he would be killed there so he could have her for his wife. Doing so, they had a child between them during this sin, and David thought that he'd done all this in secret. But God knew about it. He sent a man there to tell David a story about a sheep, a little sheep that the only possession this man had and was required of him. And David said, "Well, take this man and have him killed, put him to death, do whatever to him." And he looked at him, he said, "You're the man, David." God knew what he'd done all along. He knew it. He saw it in him when the night it began. And you know, when we think that we're getting by with things, we're only fooling ourselves. He saw the abomination in the temple. In Ezekiel over here in chapter 8, we read of what he said he saw there. And these people thought they were getting by with what they were doing. And when we read in chapter 8 there, starting about verse 1, he says, "It came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house, that the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire from the appearance of his loins, even downward, fire, and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness and color of amber. And he put forth the form of a hand, and it took me by the lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And behold, the glory of God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thy eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy was at the entry. And he said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary. But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the walls round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. And in the midst of them stood Jezemiah, the son of Shaphan, with even every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. And he said, and he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imagery, for they say, The Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. He said, I'm showing it to you. I know what they've done. Look at what I see men doing. Look at what I know they're doing, and I'll show it to you. God sees all these things, and these people in their hearts said, "Why, we can do it, and God will never know it." But he does know it. He's always known what man has done. He even sees in our minds, in our dreams, because in Daniel chapter 2, about verses 1 through 48 or 47 there, he seen in the king's head there, his mind, the dreams that he was dreaming. And he told Daniel the interpretations of it to tell him. So we can't hide anything from God. All things are open and made manifest before him. Too many times we think we can sneak things by God. He said, and he knew the hearts of Ananias and Sapphira over in Acts chapter 5. When you read the story there of this man and his wife, the early church had just begun. The early Christians there were gathered at Jerusalem, and they needed help from those around there to sustain themselves what time they were staying there at Jerusalem to learn more about Christ. People were selling off goods and giving it to help sustain food and stuff for these and shelter for these people. Ananias and Sapphira sold the possessions, and they came in and pretended they were laying it at the apostles' feet, but they lied about the amount that it sold for. Now, as soon as they done this, it was known of God that they had. Ananias died, and they carried him out, and Sapphira, his wife, come in after him and done the same. And she died there and was carried out. And Peter told him, he said, why, wasn't it yours to keep? You didn't have to. You didn't have to lie about it. You didn't have to give it. But you lied not to man, but to God. People, when we lie about what we can do and what we don't do, we're lying to God. And too many people don't see that problem. They think that they have gotten by with these things, and God knows it all. There's people who think they're deceiving and getting by, but they're only building themselves up a case in the day of judgment that will stand against them for their eternity in heaven and hell. You know, the wicked fools themselves into believing they've gotten by with it. The secret things belong to God. It doesn't belong to man. I have no secrets. God hasn't given me any secrets. Everything I know is open to all men to know. They've all been given to all men. All we have to do is set ourselves to learn those things and to know them that God has revealed to them. But now God has secrets, and they belong to God. When we look over in Deuteronomy chapter 29, and in about verse 29, we find that God reveals to us that he does have secrets. He said the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law of this law. In other words, God said, I've given you what you need to know. I have secrets. Now, I don't know about heaven all about it. I know what he's told me in his word, and that's all. I don't know about the angels. I know they are angels. I know some about the angels, what God's word has revealed to me, but there's much more I don't know. I don't know all the ways of God, and I don't know all the beginning of God. I don't know the ancient of days that have passed before man was upon this earth. God was still there. I don't know about those things. Those belong to God. He said the secret things belong unto God. Now, we know that God has revealed many things to man down here on this earth, but there's many things still lacking. You know, the evil man thinks that God will not see his deeds. And he tries to go on in them and pretending that he is succeeding in his ways, thinking that he has got everything under control, when in fact he is losing control continually by believing that. You know, when we just acknowledge that God knows it and we can't get by with it, then we just start paying attention closer to ourselves and doing better. We look in chapter 10 of Psalms and starting in verse 8. He said, he sitteth in the lurking places of the village. In the secret places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. He said, he lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbles himself, that the poor may fall by the strong ones. Now what he's saying here is this man is looking to take advantage of those who are weaker. And he said in verse 11, and he has said in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hides his face, he will never see it. But he does. You know these people that lie in wait to rob people? That slip around and watch people's houses till they leave so they can break in and steal from them? God sees them. God knows who they are. They might escape capture of the police here upon this earth. They might even escape the jail sentence they deserve. Justice in our court. But they'll not escape the justice of God. God will see it and he will know it and he will reveal it in the last day to them. And in Psalms over here in chapter 90, he tells us once again the importance of realizing this in verse 8. He said, Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. He said, why, these things are all set before God. He'll know all things. He knows all things. No one can get by. You know, evil is something that cannot be hidden. Ever notice how it seems to always come out of what people has done? It may take years. It may take months. It may even take a century. But you know, sins do come out. They have their way of manifesting themselves, bringing themselves out into the open. And if we're not careful, we will be caught short believing we have gotten by with something when we haven't. In chapter 23 of Jeremiah, and starting in verse 23, he says, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I have heard what the prophet said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets of the prophecy? Lies. That prophesy lies. Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. He said, I know their hearts. They're deceitful in their own hearts. There's no way we can hide. He said, I am a God of secret things, secret places. I know all these. You know, we cannot get away with sinning before God. He knows all things and he'll bring it before his judgment. He knows what you stole, about the drinking you do, about the drugs you do, about the lies you're telling, about fornication you commit, about all the lustful thoughts that you have, about the grudge you hold against someone. He knows all these things. And we have to realize that and we have to come clean with it. In Psalms there, in about chapter 51, David says, Lord, I acknowledge my sins. I want you to wipe out my iniquity. In other words, David said, I own up to them, Lord. I know you know them, and I know them. And therefore, I want you to forgive me of them. I don't want these things to be held against me. We need to have that kind of acknowledgement about our sins, about our wrongdoings, about the things that we've done wrong. You know, too many times, people want to lay back and think that God has forgotten. And a lot of people even says within their heart, well, God's not even here on earth no more. He's not even having nothing to do with us. And you know, we have a nation of people today that believe God is afar off or he don't even exist at all. The sad truth is these people are delusional. These people have been going the same way that the nation of Israel did when they were carried off into captivity. They can do what they want to. And it doesn't matter. This satisfy their lust, satisfy their wants, and the things that they want to do. But the truth is God knows all things. He knows everything we do, everything we're going to do, everything we have done, everything we think, and everything we purpose to do. There's no getting around it. You know, too many times people get delusioned into believing that they have gotten by with things or they're going to get by with it, and they're only fooling themselves. You know, in Ecclesiastes in chapter 12, if you'll notice here in verse 13 and 14, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. He said, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. In the day of judgment, everything done, all the politicians who have schemed and scammed the public, all the bankers who have got behind closed doors to connive ways of getting people's money from them and different ways of extorting people and using them. All these people are going to be known. All these things are going to be brought to light. All these politicians who have lied and schemed and scammed to get elected and to get in power is going to be made known. All these things are going to come to light. He says every work is going to be brought into judgment. And he said every secret thing, everything done behind closed doors, everything done by secret notes passed back and forth, all these things are going to be brought to light in the day of judgment. Nothing is going to be kept back. God will reward openly those things done in secret accordingly as well. Because when we look over here in Matthew, in chapter 6, starting in about verse 1 of that chapter, he tells us, he says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Now he said, if we do good works only to be seen of man or what we can be advantaged in this life, he said, you have no reward of your Father in heaven. He said, therefore, when thou dost thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You know, you hear these entertainers and politicians and all spouting off what kind of good works they've done, how they have helped this charity and that charity and all this so that they'll look better in the eyes of the public. They have their reward. That's the only reward they're going to get. He said, now, he said, when you do your alms deed, do it in secret. Just do it the way that quietly, justly, because the reason you're doing it should be the right reason, because you want to help someone. He said, but when thou dost thy alms, do not let thy left hand know what the right hand doth. In other words, keep it closed. Don't open it up to the world. And he said, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You know, when we go to prayer to God, we shouldn't do it to be seen of men. We should do it to talk to God. That should be our purpose and behind it. He said, but thou, in verse 6, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. For thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. He said, you don't have to boast out here to get God's attention. He said, you can go into the closet and pray and God will know it. He said, he knows all things, secret, behind closed doors or whatever. We just have to realize God cannot be confined to spaces. And we can't close him out with doors. He's there. You know, that which is hidden will be made known. Too many times people think that they can hide things away, sweep it under the rug, so to speak, and it never be brought up again. Look in Luke chapter 8 and verse 16 and 17. He says, no man, when he hath lighted a candle, cover it with a vessel, or putteth it under the bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest or made known, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. He said, we can't hide anything from God. He said, you can't do it. He said, for nothing is secret. Everything's going to be made known or manifest. In the day of judgment, just like Ecclesiastes said, all things will be brought into judgment, whether it be good or bad. It's going to be made known. And he said, it shall be known and come abroad. In other words, it's going to be known across the country, around the world. And nothing is going to be hid. You know, when we look over in Matthew over here in chapter 25, we see again a statement being made concerning this. We need to understand that these things are not just to fill the Bible, but they're to let us know that God cannot be kept out. We can't close him out and hide things from him and think that we're going to get by. When we look in chapter 25, and we look in about verse 31, down 31 there, he said, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all of his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. What? And all things shall be judged. All things, whether it be good or bad. Nothing's going to be kept back. All things are going to be open. And there is a record being kept right now. Revelations chapter 20 tells us this. There's a great record being kept in heaven right now for all the things that are being done. In other words, it's in the mind of God being put down so that it will be revealed in the right time. And all things that are being written down will come before us in the day of judgment. And chapter 20 there of Revelations, and starting in about verse 11, he said, "And I saw a great white throne," just like in Matthew 25. He sat upon that great throne. And he said, "And him that sat on it, from whom face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works." That is what's going to be written. That's what's going to take place on the day of judgment. And we have to remember that these things are being recorded. And he goes on to say that the sea gave up its dead, which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead, which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. The works are known. They're going to be made known. And Ecclesiastes tells us that it's going to be all revealed. I see our time is about come and gone, and I want to thank you for being with us, and I hope this will remind you that we can't hide things from God. Just be open with God. Let him know your life. Let him know inside your home. Let him know what's going on in your car and in your mind and in your heart, because God already knows. Just make it open to him and be open and plain and repent of anything that's wrong, and God will make it right. And I want to thank you for being with us, and always be with us when you can on the airways, or come and be with us in the church services at the Brummett Church of Christ. And now at this time, we want to bid you a good day.
Christ shall come.